The sport of flat track roller derby is booming in Alaska. There are more than a dozen leagues in the state, from the North Pole Babes to the Sitka Sound Slayers, with 29 members. And the derby they're playing is not the derby of 40 years ago. KCAW's Emily Kwong has the story.
Off the track, these 29 women are teachers, commercial fisherwomen, and stay-at-home moms. But on the track, they're a force of raw female power.
Hot Wheels.
La Femme Nikita.
Ivana Gidanya.
Kipper Smacks.
I'm the Filthy Ore.
Sin and Tonic.
Sodium Chloride.
Bevolution.
Valkyrie.
Chooser of the Slain.
Meet the Sitka Sound Slayers. Their logo is a skull with crossed halibut and gaff hooks. Yes, they skate in fishnets and lipstick, but also helmets and mouthguards. Roller derby is tough to play and addictive to watch. Their last bout with the Garnet Grit Bettys of Wrangell sold out in 5 days.
I typically have very thick glasses and wear ridiculous dresses. My goal in life is to be Miss Frizzle by day.
Bridget Whitcomb is a 7th grade science teacher.
And my students will see me and they're like, wait, I know you. Who are you? And they get really upset because then they realize, oh my God, it's Miss Whitcomb.
I was missing athleticism in my life.
Corey Shimeda played basketball in college and is now the league president. She goes by Valkyrie and sometimes warms up with Viking horns on her head.
There was that point where I felt like I had my professional life and then I was a mom, and there was no little slice of that for me. And I think women are looking for a place to be competitive.
Players skate on a flat track, not a bank track, and safety is paramount. There's no punching, no elbowing, no clotheslining. In other words, modern derby is not the derby you may remember from a few decades ago. According to the National Museum of Roller Skating, it all started with a TV publicist named Leo Seltzer, who was losing money during the Great Depression. He decided to organize these marathon skating events and sold tickets.
Green sport fans all set for another roller derby game.
The public loved it. Even more so when players began exaggerating their falls and elbowing opponents. Seltzer tried to curtail this fake play, but it was too late. By the 1970s, roller derby was part theater, part wrestling, a raucous, rage-filled spectacle with staged fights and little regulation.
The gal from France, a model.
In this bout between the Los Angeles Thunderbirds and the Chicago Hawks, one skater grabs another by her collar and slings her across the track into the medical bench.
Into the medical bench and over the top.
And she's not wearing a helmet. The crowd goes wild.
4 points in there. We're going to have an interview coming up.
So how did derby go from that to this?
Extraordinarily independent, fiercely feminist, as far as I can tell, and pretty unapologetic about where we see women in the world or where we see sports in the economy.
Juliana Gonzalez is the executive director of the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. Globally, the WFTDA has roughly 400 leagues, representing about 25,000 athletes. Gonzalez explains that while roller derby has retained elements of its former self, the power structure has flipped. The female skaters run their own leagues, not an outside owner or a commercial interest. For Gonzalez, derby's fundamental autonomy is why leagues are springing up around the world.
Our sport is not designed with the intention of getting recognition from the sporting world. There is such an incredible appeal to a movement that will say, we stand for ourselves. We're glad you like it. Join us.
And women in Alaska are heeding that call. There are member leagues in Wasilla, Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Juneau. The Slayers hope to one day join the WFTDA. But for now, they're mostly savoring the house they've built right at home.
I really love Sitka's audience because they just come alive and it really just breathes fire into the skaters.
Courtney MacArthur's derby name is Bevolution, a tribute to how the sport radically changed her life. She has a tattoo on her arm of a little girl praying to a Barbie doll.
I always thought I had okay self-esteem, but looking back, it's like, no, I didn't. It was connected to all these other unhealthy things. I get my sense of self from a completely different place now, and I take pride in completely different things, like being strong, being fast, being healthy.
Roller derby was a sport invented by a man, no argument. But it is definitely women who are taking it back. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.